NFL Draft Live on location.
Andrew Garter reporting from San Jose State Pro Day. I'm here with Chris Owens. Had an outstanding workout today. How do you feel it went?
I feel I did all right. You know, I'm really critical of myself, so I wanted to do better, but overall I think I did okay.
So ran a pretty good 40 overall. You have a quick burst off the line. Make sure that you've got, you know, the receivers in your sights. What do you look for at the snap to get that extra step to make sure that whoever's coming your way, they're not going to get the ball?
Well, it all starts at film study, you know, during the week. And you want to look for tendencies. So if a guy has a, you know, tight split, you may be going an outside route. So, you know, all that stuff is done during the week, and then the game is pretty much easy.
You play a lot bigger than your size. You definitely have a reputation as a guy who it doesn't matter how tall the receiver is. You're going to be able to go out of your way and take him down. What do you do to get that athleticism, that dexterity up so that you can stop these guys when they come at you?
Well, I know at the college level, at the NFL level, I know the guys are bigger. So I have to put more time in the weight room, put more time in, you know, my vertical jump, stuff like that. But it all starts with attitude for me. And I try to go up there and compete against the big guys as well as the smaller guys, quicker guys, and just have that attitude that he's not going to catch the ball. So, you know, you give it your best 110%, then at the end, hopefully, you come out with a victory.
You got exceptionally quick hands. When the ball gets up in your area, you're up, you break up the passes. Just 1 second, you're down. The next second, your hand's on the ball, and there's a wide receiver sitting there trying to figure out what happened. What do you do to work on that sort of hand-eye speed, that sort of instantaneous reaction?
Well, you know, I give thanks to God for that. You know, most of it's God-given ability. Then again, you know, I put in the work in the weight room, put in the work off-season with guys like Dwight, and we drill that stuff, you know. Like, it's our profession, you know. It's our job, so that's what we drill. That's how we go to work, and that's how we get paid. So we try to drill that every single day.
Well, so you're kind of following in the footsteps of Dwight Lowry, you and Corey Francis coming out this year. Dwight definitely, you know, sort of paved the way a little bit for you. And what other tips, what does he let you know is awaiting you at the NFL level, aside from having to sing your fight song during rookie camp?
Well, you know, Dwight's been a great help. And I've said it many times before, and I can't say it enough. He's really been a great help, great friend to me. And, you know, one thing he told me is it's going to be hard work. Nothing like the college level. So just from that, he gave me a head start and gave my mental stability and, you know, my mind right. So that's where he helped me at mostly.
All right, so what do you got planned after this? You just relaxing a little bit or back to the training regimen?
Well, after pro day, yeah, hopefully I get some private workouts, depending on when those are. I'm back working out, not two times a day, but maybe once. So I get a little break, get the time to spend time with my family and friends, and, you know, hopefully on draft day I hear my name called.
Where are you working out?
I've been working out in San Jose. I was previously working at Elite Athletics down there at Thousand Oaks. Billy Miller owns that facility. Travell Gaines is the trainer, and those guys are really great. But I think I'll be out here in San Jose.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Good luck, and I'll be waiting for you. So back with Corey Francis. We talked at Elite Athletics a few months ago. How's the workout? How's everything been going since?
Everything is going excellent. I'm healthy. The Lord has just blessed me with this opportunity, so I'm real thankful for that. I'm just working, trying to get better every day, but I'm really enjoying this.